This is Dr. Ali dictating a follow-up progress note. Patient Black, BLACK Reginald, REGINALD, date of birth 7/2/1949, place future case Charles Village, date of service 1/30/2024. Patient seen today at the follow-up and subacute rehab. Patient has a noted cough congestion today, especially after the eating. But he denies any fever, chills, no nausea, no vomiting. And on examination, patient is awake, he's alert, oriented, and three, he's cooperative, he's sitting on the chair, and no acute distress. Blood pressure is 106/68, pulse 79, temperature 97.8 Fahrenheit, respiration 16, pulse ox 96%. Head, atomatic, normophthalic, eyes, anectaric, no ear is a discharge, neck supple, no JVD, chest, no tender, lungs, bilateral, round cavity at the bases, heart S2, abdomen is soft, non tender, bars from positive. Extremities, no edema, right knee, the wound site and the has significantly healed, little bit edema present, but no redness, no evidence of cellulitis on the right knee. And there's no calf tenderness in the both legs noted. Neuro, he's awake, he's alert, cooperative, his motor power. He's weak. Generalized. And right side weakness from the previous traumatic brain injury. Left side power is good. A recent lab reviewed by me. Assessment number one, cough and congestion with the previous history of aspiration pneumonitis. Plan will be to do chest x-ray. Next line. Traumatic brain injury resulting in right side weakness and expressive aphasia. Next line. History of dysphagia being followed by speech pathologist. Next line. Liver mass suspected hepatocellular cancer being followed by hematology and oncology, Dr. Ravi. Next line. Status post COVID with a significant recovery clinically, afebrile, not short of breath, not hypoxic. Plan of care, patient will be continued on his current medication. He has a chronic pain. His anoxicodone 5 mg every 4 hour PR and basis. Next and melatonin 5 mg at bedtime for insomnia. Senacort for constipation. Miralax 17 gram daily for constipation. He also got ibuprofen 400 mg qat hour PRN for mild to moderate pain. Lactulose 30 ml q24 hour PRN for constipation if needed. Gonafisin 10 ml Q4 hour PRN for cough and congestion. Patient has noted previously dermatitis in the both arm and the leg with the itching urticaria. So he's on Benadryl for 25 mg Q6 hour PRN basis and improving significantly with no side effect noted. And flow is nasal spray, one spray each nostril daily. Will continue his current medication. Care plan discuss with nursing staff. No other issue reported by the staff. Next line. Blackmon, BLACKMON, Jeanette, JEANETTE, date of birth 2/2/1955. Place future care Charles Village, date of service 1/30/2024. Patient seen today at the subacute nursing rehab. Patient has a CVA with significant ambulatory dysfunction, generalized weakness, right MCA stroke resulting in left side hemiparesis, and recently patient has a week ago episode of nasal bleed that has resolved, and she has been maintaining anticoagulation because of AFib. Today when I saw the patient, she's lying on the bed, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills, and on examination, patient is awake, she's alert, no acute distress, blood pressure 134/70, pulse 80, temperature 98.0 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse of 98%, neck supple, no JVD chest, not tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart test and S2, irregular, abdomen soft, not tender, valve from positive, extremity no edema, neuro patient is awake, she's alert, cooperative, she is a significant left side weakness, not able to move her left arm and left leg, right side power is good. Lab reviewed. By me assessment, acute CVA with right MCA territory resulting in left side weakness. Next line hypertension, next line CKD, next line diabetes mellitus, next line coronary artery disease, next line atrial fibrillation. Next line anemia, but no evidence of active bleed are present. I have reviewed all the medications. Current medications reviewed by me. Amlodipine 10 mg daily, Senacort 2 tablet daily for constipation if needed, Risperdal 0.5 mg at bedtime for bipolar disorder, Miralax 17 g daily, Lipitor 40 mg daily for ASCVD and stroke, Lisinopril 40 mg daily for hypertension, Protonix 40 mg daily for GERD, Azetimib, EZETIMIBE 10 mg daily, Levothyroxine 50 mcg daily for hypothyroidism, Monty Lucas 10 mg daily, Lexapro 10 mg daily for depression, folic acid 1 mg daily supplement, Metoprolol 25 mg BID for hypertension, Venturin inhaler 2 puff Q 4 hour, PRN as needed for shortness of breath, Ozempic OZEMPIC. She got weekly glargine insulin 12 units one time a day, Xarelto 20 mg daily for AFib, lidocaine patch for the left knee pain, sliding scale coverage with the Humalog, Tylenol 650, Q6 hour PRN for pain and ache, Pepcid 20 mg daily, Aspirin 81 mg daily, Ferrocerfate 325 mg, 3 times a day, but periodically she has been refusing this medication. Patient was also recently started on Procrit, 40,000 units every Wednesday for anemia of chronic disease for CKD. Patient does have anemia. She has been evaluated before. Hematology was consulted and that's being monitored. Today, we review at the lab hemoglobin 7.2, hematocrit 24.6. No active bleeding. Care plan discussed with nursing staff and the patient also. Next patient is Brown, BROWN, TESS, TESS, date of birth 11-26-1957, place which are Charville Data Service 130-2024. Patients need to in follow-up sub-acute rehab. Patient has been admitted with the multiple medical problem. With a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, CVA with a residual right side weakness. Patient was noted to have fall and that end up she is the emergency room. John Hopkins Hospital and she was noted acute and chronic C1 fracture and bilateral nasal bone fracture. She has a chronic right knee contracture dysarthria. Patient was managed for acute C1 fracture, lateral aspect C1 vertebral body, secondary to fall. Orthopedic consulted in the hospital. No further traumatic workup or no operative intervention was indicated. They recommended heart C collar. Weight bearing as tolerated. Outpatient follow up with orthopedic in 2 to 3 weeks. And they recommended subacute rehab. Patient was sent here. Today, when I saw her, she's lying on the bed. No headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. On examination, patient is awake, forgetful, poor historian. She has a dysarthria, not able to answer the properly. She does have a memory impairment also. Blood pressure is 110 over 70, pulse 98.2 Fahrenheit, temperature 98.2 Fahrenheit, respiration pulse is 60, respiration 20, pulse of 98%. Had no hematoma, eyes and ectaric, no ear near the discharge, neck, no JVD, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart, test, and a true abdomen, soft, not and boss on positive extremities. No leg edema, right side contracted. Neuro right side weakness. Dysarthria, lab reviewed, medication reviewed assessment, patient is admitted with the ambulatory dysfunction, frequent fall. Next line, acute C1 fracture of the lateral aspect of C1 vertebral body, chronic bilateral fracture of the C1. Orthopedic has evaluated the patient, they recommended heart, cervical collar, PTOT and outpatient follow-up. Next line, acute mildly communicated bilateral nasal bone fracture. Next line, microcytic anemia. Next line, hypertension. Next line, coronary artery disease. Next line, CVA with the right side residual motor deficit. Next line, dysarthria. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, asthma. Will continue all her current medication. Discuss with the nursing staff. No acute issue reported by the nursing staff. Patient is getting ZTR 10 mg daily, will be maintained. Lisinopril 40 mg daily. Biscuit respiratory PR and for severe constipation. Atorvastatin 80 mg QPM for stroke and ASCVD. Oxycodone 5 mg Q4 hour PR and for severe pain. Miralax 17 gram daily. Multivitamin daily. Melatonin 3 mg at bedtime for insomnia, SCTZ 12.5 mg daily, Tylenol 650 Q6 or PRN, Plavix 25 mg daily, Albuterol nebulizer treatment, Q4 hour as needed for shortness of breath, clarence scale coverage with Humalog, amlodipine 10 mg daily, Sanocart 8.6 mg 2 tablet twice a day, PRN for constipation, Flonase nasal spray each nostril daily, Lantus insulin 3 units at bedtime, Metoprolol XL 50 mg daily. Patient is currently doing well on current therapy. No acute issues have been reported today. PTOT following the patient. Recent lab WBC 619, hemoglobin 10.5, Medicare 32.7. Sodium 138, potassium 4.9, carbide 103, CO2 27, glucose level 140, BUN 29, cadmium 1.09, calcium 9.4. This is the end of the medication. Next patient is Brown, BROWN Thomas, THOMAS, Brown Thomas, date of birth 12-29-1939, place Future Care Charge Village, data service 130-2024. Patient seen today at the nursing rehab for follow-up. Patient has been admitted with the CHF, exacerbation, deconditioning with the multiple comorbid conditions today, and also recent leg edema. Patient seen today. He's sitting on the bed, no headache, dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no shortness of breath, no fever, no chills. He has a previously complaining of irritation in the eyes. He was started on artificial tear. Today he's feeling better. Patient daughter is also at the bedside. Renal system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, GN, vomitundaria, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope. Endocrine volume, paradipsia, physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, forgetful, his memory is impaired, his blood pressure is 130 over 60, pulse 72, temperature 97.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 97%, head atraumatic, normocephalic, eyes anectaric, no ear, nasal discharge, neck supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs, decreased breath from the bases, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, nontural balsam positive, extremity, trace edema, no cough, tenderness, neuro, he's awake, forgetful and disoriented, assessment number 1, CHF with acute exacerbation, currently doing well, next line, cardiomyopathy, next line, hypertension, next line, CKD, next line, diabetes mellitus, next line, cognitive deficit with memory impairment, recent lab potassium level 3.6. Sodium 145. Carbide 102, CO2 30. Glucose 132. Patient is medically stable. He's maintained on nifedipine, 90 mg one tablet daily, and Entresto 24 over 26, one tablet twice a day, bupropion 5 mg daily for anxiety, ferritin 25 mg daily for anemia, hydralazine 100 mg, 3 times a day, EMPA, EMPA-GLIFLOZAN, EMPA Gloflozin 25 mg daily, Sanocart for constipation daily, Lantus insulin 5 units daily, potassium chloride 20 MEQ daily, sliding scale coverage Humalog, artificial tears, and he's also getting Lasix. K Statement discussed the nursing staff. No other issue reported today. Also discussed with the patient doctor who's at the bedside. Next patient. Johnson, JHNS, Eugene, EUGENE, date of birth 4/3/1966, date of service 1/30/2024. Patient seen today as a follow up for recent COVID infection. Subjective, patient is feeling much better, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills, has significantly improved, has no complaint today. On examination, he's awake, he's alert, he does have a memory deficit, his blood pressure is 128/70, pulse 62, temperature 97.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 98%. Neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart test, no stool, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel positive, extremities, no leg edema, no cough tenderness, bilateral lead, no swelling, neuro, he's awake, he's alert but forgetful, he's cooperative. Patient is doing well. Assessment number one, recent COVID with recovery, next line CVA, next line depression, next line history of H. pylori gastritis treated, next line cognitive deficit and memory impairment. Plan of care. I reviewed his medication, will continue all his current medications. Patient is cooperative, follow precautions, discuss with nursing staff. He's maintained on aspirin and statin, multivitamin, B12, 1000 mcg daily supplement, Miralax 17 gram daily. All his current medications will be continued, vitamin D supplement daily, omeprazole, 20 mg daily, Tylenol, 650 Q6R PRN and Sanocard for constipation. Discuss with the nurse, no other issue reported today. Next patient, Kalendek, K-A-L-E-N-D-E-K, John, J-O-H-N, date of service 1/30/2024, place, future K, Charles Village. Date of birth for this patient is 8/26/1957, date of service 1/30/2024. Patient seen today as a follow-up in subacute rehab. Patient has been doing well. He denies any headache, dizziness, cough, congestion, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. Patient has a pain in ACE chronically dependent on the opiate. He has a previous right BKA that has been healed. Urinary tract infection that has been treated. Diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, ambulatory dysfunction. Roof of system, no headache, dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, generalized pain and aches, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no power, unipardipsia, physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, reentry time 3, blood pressure 1/48/70, pulse 80, temperature 98.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse ox 99%, head edema, no mucolic, hygienic, taric, neck, supple, no JVD, chest, no tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart test, nest 2, abdomen is soft, non-tender bowels and past extremities, right leg stump healed well, left